qu'il y a faute? Est-ce qu'il y a faute sur Bay? Il est passé de toute façon. Il résiste à la faute de Bartra.
La punt with Mark Walton.
Yes, hello or bonjour might be more apt. Welcome along to the Daily Euros Punt podcast. We're looking ahead to day five of the tournament. That's Tuesday the 14th of June. We've got two matches to come. Austria take on Hungary at 5 p.m. in Bordeaux. And then at 8 p.m, Cristiano Ronaldo and co. kick off their campaign. Portugal take on Iceland. That's in Saint Etienne. Plenty to look forward to there. We'll be hearing from Robbie Savage, giving his thoughts on both of those games. And we'll also hear from Tom Kundert, who is the Portugal.net correspondent. He's the World Soccer Mag Portugal correspondent as well. And we'll hear from those as we go along. Plenty of trivia as well. And we'll give you all of the betting and best bets. And we'll start with... As regular listeners will know, a bit of trivia to kick off the podcast. And today's trivia question: which country has won the most World's Strongest Man competitions? Stay tuned, we'll give you the answer to that at the end of the podcast. But let's get stuck into some of the previews. The first match that we'll look at is the 5 p.m. kickoff as Austria take on Hungary. Austria 3-4 in the betting at the time of recording this. The draw 12-5. And Hungary are 9-2. And we'll start with the thoughts of Robbie Savage on this game.
Austria v Hungary. Really fancy Austria in this one. Hungary don't score many goals. They only scored 14 in 12 qualifying games. Not a strong Hungary side. Done well to get here, to be fair. But Austria got a bit of firepower. And now Tavita had such a good season with Stoke. Jankl scores goals. You know, defensively, they look quite strong. They got Fuchs from Leicester in the Premier League. And Alaba at the back. So I'm going to go with Austria win. Austria win to nil against a Hungary side who don't score many goals.
So Robbie's with Austria. He mentioned a couple of goal scorers in there. Mark Janko, one of them. He's 5-4 to score any time for Austria on Tuesday evening. And Marko Arnautovic is 2-1 to score any time. So could be a bit of value in those two players. He also likes Austria to win to nil. And you will be able to see that happening, really, given that Hungary are a little bit bereft of goals at the moment. They couldn't score against Germany in a friendly. They couldn't score against the Ivory Coast either. And they haven't had many goals in their games. And they take on an Austria side who, in competitive football, have a pretty good record, really. They won their last 9 games in a row in qualification, drawing the first game there against Sweden. So they were unbeaten in qualification. And I'd be tempted to agree with Robbie there that Austria could come out on top here. But what else do we know about Hungary, the opposition? Well, Lee Phelps has been doing a little bit of research for us. He's been delving into some of the facts about Hungary. And we can hear from him now as he gives us his latest country file.
Welcome to Hungary, where they love wine. There are 22 distinct wine regions and 8 indigenous grape varieties in this country. Hungarians love hot water too. Many are aware of Budapest's famous Gellert and Szczesny thermal baths, but not everyone knows that Hungary is actually overflowing with hot springs. The country boasts around 1,500 spas, 450 of which are public. Hungary is a talented nation. Hungarians have contributed greatly to modern science with a stunning number of inventions and breakthroughs. I like these: the helicopter, the ballpoint pen, and the Rubik's Cube. Hungarians won gold medals at every Summer Olympics except 1920 and 1984, when they didn't compete. And they've won the Nobel Prize in every category except peace.
Well, how about that then? Hungary are the ones we have to thank for the ballpoint pen, amongst other things. Superb work there from Lee. We'll be hearing from him again later on in the podcast. He's going to be speaking to Tom Kundert for us to look ahead to the Portugal game. But before we move on to the Portugal game, it's time for today's fun fact of the day. And it involves Iceland. The question is, what is Iceland's biggest ever defeat? The answer: they lost 14-2 to Denmark in Copenhagen back in 1967. I very much doubt we'll see a scoreline like that on Tuesday evening, But Portugal are overwhelming favourites for the game. 11-20 for Portugal. The draw, 11-4. Iceland, 13-2. And they would suggest that Portugal should get the better of Iceland. Does Robbie Savage think so? Let's find out.
Really strong favourites here, Portugal. Two match winners in Nani and Ronaldo. If Ronaldo scores, that's four consecutive Euros he would have scored in, which is an incredible stat. I think he'll score against an Iceland side in their first Euros. Done great to qualify in a group with Turkey, Czech Republic and Holland. So they've done great to get here, but I think they'll get beat by a Portugal side. Portugal to win to nil with Ronaldo to score.
Portugal then for Robbie and Ronaldo to score. That can be backed on the enhanced odds markets for this game. Cristiano Ronaldo to score and Portugal to win. Well, that was 6-5. We've enhanced that to 6-4. Looks a pretty good price to me. If you fancy the flip side and you think Iceland will come out on top here, you can back Gylfi Sigurdsson to score in an Iceland win. That was 11-1. That's now 16-1. And just putting some price on Ronaldo purely as a scorer. 17-20 to score any time. He's 19-5 to score two or more if you fancy him to hit the ground running here in France. And 18-1 if you fancy him to get off to a flyer and bag a hat-trick. One of the stars of the tournament potentially as well here, Cristiano Ronaldo. And let's move on and get some more betting advice for the game. As promised earlier on, Lee Phelps was joined by Tom Kundert, who is responsible for Portugal.net. And he's also the Portugal correspondent for World Soccer Mag. So let's hear what he thinks for Tuesday night's game in Saint Etienne.
One thing which bodes well for Portugal, and maybe it's a little bit different to previous tournaments and previous, I'd say, 5 or 6 years, is I think this Portugal team now, for the first time in a long time, has got other emerging talents who really can take the weight a little bit off Ronaldo's shoulders. And I think the team may not be so completely dependent on him as they have been in the recent past. And you just mentioned Quaresma. I mean, he's a bit of an enigma, Quaresma. And he's never really quite hit the heights for Portugal, definitely for the national team. But in recent games, he has just been absolutely brilliant in the three friendlies. Of course, friendlies are one thing. You know, competitive matches are the other. But if he brings that form into the game in here at the Euro, you know, it's going to be, it's that forward line is going to take some stopping. Quaresma and Ronaldo at their best, you know, it'll be a sight to behold.
From a betting point of view, no one listening to this will be surprised to know that Portugal are 11-20. The draw is 11-4. Iceland 13-2. Talk us through, Tom, some of the players that we may not know as non-Portugal experts. Tell us about some of those players that you just alluded to there.
Yeah. Well, like I say, there's some very exciting emerging players. I think none more so perhaps than João Mário, who's the sporting midfielder. He's had an absolutely outstanding season. I think most people's pick for the best midfielder in Portugal this season. And as I'm sure you know, Renato Sanches was sold to Bayern Munich for €35 million. And, you know, most people think that João Mário is probably, at least this season, you know, what was a better performer than Sanches, although they're different kinds of players. So that kind of tells you, you know, what kind of money he may be sold for in the future. But he's very creative, very intelligent footballer.
It's only 2012 when these two teams last played each other. I think it's only twice they've played each other actually in the qualifiers for that tournament. Portugal won the aggregate games, if you like, 8-4. What about the goal scoring doesn't usually seem to be too much of a problem for Portugal. It just strikes me that they can outscore this Icelandic team. Even if Iceland do get on the score sheet, it strikes me that Portugal will just have too much ammunition up front.
It's funny you say that, because, you know, I was just saying the way I personally think this game will go was, I think it'd be quite a tight affair, but I was speaking to a couple of my colleagues here and even an Icelandic fan, and they just thought pretty much the opposite and more along the lines what you were just saying there. They said, look, this is Iceland's first tournament, they're going to enjoy it. I think they just go for it, and if they do that, it could lead to a match similar to those ones you mentioned. You know, I remember that qualifier, especially the one in Portugal, I think that ended 5-3 to Portugal. You know, fantastic game, real goal fest. And well, it'd be brilliant if something like that happens here. You know, we've had a load of cagey games, haven't we, so far, and maybe that, or the tournament will kind of explode into life tomorrow.
Well, if we go on your basis, because you're the expert here, Tom, there's a few bets around the correct score group betting, which is a market a lot of people like here, which is Portugal to win either 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is priced up at 13-10. I think that might attract a few people in, because if you think it's going to be cagey, maybe the clean sheet as well, you wouldn't be massively surprised the way this tournament's gone so far.
No, I'd go for 1-0. Personally, I'd go for 1-0, especially if Portugal don't score in the, I'd say in the first 20 minutes or so. I think it's going to be, I'd expect it to be a game of pretty much one-way traffic. But, Iceland, I think they showed in their qualifying that they're no mugs. They're a good team, and they're not just going to roll over. So, also there'll be a bit of nerves there from both sides, I'm sure. So I'm not sure if the attacking fluidity will be there. And if I was a betting man, I think that's what I'd go for, 1-0. I think that sounds a reasonable odds for this game.
Tom Cunder then with Lee Phelps, looking ahead to the Portugal v Iceland game on Tuesday evening. If you fancy any of those selections, if you've got any fancies yourself, go to williamhill.com, click on the football pages, and you'll be able to see that match there. Plenty of markets to get involved with in those games. Just looking at the Portugal game, 250 markets just on that one game, so plenty of ways to get involved. You can also hear live betting commentary throughout the games at the Euros on In-Play Radio. We're live for every game of the Euros as well. And you can follow at Will Hill Bet and at Will Hill In-Play for updates throughout the tournament. Final thing before we go, let's just get the answer to that trivia question earlier on in the piece. We asked you, which country has won the most World's Strongest Man competitions? The answer is Iceland. And they'll be hoping for a strong performance against Portugal. See what I did there, but we'll find out what happens on Tuesday evening. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Euros Punt Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.